This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
All right, so let's talk about the sacrifice. So the fiqh first. Okay, so number one, we talked about three types of hajj. The three types of hajj are? Hajj Qiran, which is? What is Hajj Qiran? Hajj and Umrah in one, correct. Very good. Hajj and Umrah in one. What's the other type of hajj? Hajj Tamattu, and what's that? Yep, Umrah first, you get out of Ihram, and then Hajj. And then the third kind is? Hajj Ifrad. In the case of Hajj Ifrad, there is no requirement to make a sacrifice. Okay? So that's one point I wanted to put out there. If you're doing Hajj Ifrad, which is only Hajj, right? No Umrah, then you do not have to make a sacrifice. That's number one. Otherwise, if you're doing Qiran or Tamattu, it's required of you to perform a sacrifice, each person who's going to Hajj. So if you're back home, you're not going to Hajj and you want to do Qurbani, right? You could do one for the family, right? But in Hajj, if you're going to Hajj, each person is required to perform a sacrifice who's there. If you're doing Qiran or Tamattu, which is the overwhelming majority of people, right? Now, if you are doing the slaughter yourself, it should be done in Mecca or Mina. Mecca or Mina, okay? And there's a whole bunch of slaughterhouses there. They'll have signs for slaughterhouse if you want to go do it yourself. I personally have never done it over there by myself. Although it would be a great experience if you could. But there is definitely some difficulties associated with it. Obviously getting there, and sometimes dealing with the animal afterwards, like cleaning it and all that stuff, sometimes they make you do it, which is a big mess. You know, you have so many responsibilities, and it's very difficult to take care of all of it. And you do for Sharia, the Islam allows you that someone can slaughter on your behalf. When you sign up for Hajj packages here, it's just automatic. You know, they give you the price on the flyer, then they say on the bottom, Hajj fees, Qurbani fees, blah, 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 all these extra fees. So one of those fees you're paying for is the animal, of the slaughtering of the animal, so that's taken care of for you. If someone cannot perform the sacrifice because they cannot afford it, then what is that person to do? He is to fast 3 days in Hajj and 7 days after Hajj. 3 days in Hajj and 7 days after Hajj. The scholars differ when those 3 days can be done because you don't have much time. For sake of time, we're not going to get into those differences of opinion. If that situation does come up, inshallah, you could ask your imam what to do. So let's go ahead and talk about the spiritual aspects of the slaughtering of the animal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning that Ibrahim alayhi salam was blessed bi ghulamin halim, was blessed with a very forbearing son, Allah says, as the ayah we mentioned, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعْيَ قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى قَالَ يَا أَبَتِ افْعَلْ مَا تُؤْمَرُ سَتَجِدُنِي إِن شَاءَ اللَّهُ مِنَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah says, and when his son was old enough to walk with him, he said, "Oh my son, I have seen in a dream that I'm going to slaughter you. So look, what do you think?" His son said, "Oh my beloved father, do what you are commanded. If Allah wills, you shall find me amongst those who are patient." So Allah was, Ibrahim was commanded to slaughter his son, Ismail. Right, so the scholars say, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي, when Ismail was old enough to walk, meaning like to take care of himself, that's the age in which a father begins to see himself in his child. That's the age when the father begins to see himself in his child. And subhanAllah, we mentioned Ibrahim was deprived of children for a very long time, right? So his heart was in love with Ismail alayhi salam. But Allah now asked him to slaughter his son Ismail. So when Ibrahim took Ismail to the place of slaughter, he put him down. He put him down on the ground. And Ismail alayhi salam, he says, "Oh my father, put me down and put my face away from you." Look at the level of Ismail alayhi salam. This is an example, brothers and sisters, for us, how we deal with our parents. Right? He says, "Oh my father, turn my face away from you so that way you won't have any hesitancy in carrying out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." And he says, and after you've done it, then I forgot exactly what the narration says, but something along the lines, what he said was, "So that my mother won't cry when she sees me." Right? So I forgot what he exactly told him to say, but it was along the lines he was concerned for how his mother would feel, right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, what happened? When he put Ismail alayhi salam down on the ground and he put the knife to his neck, what happened? What happened when he put the knife to his neck? One more time? He was changed to a goat? A goat was brought. He didn't like Transformers or something. It's like Transformers in disguise. He's a prophet and he's a Transformer. No, he didn't. A goat was brought, correct. So, but what happened though? Was it just a knife put to his neck? And that's it? Pass the test, boom, you're done? No, what did he have to do? He had to try to cut it. How many of you guys slaughtered an animal before Qurbani? A few, huh? You guys should do it, man. After this session, inshallah, you'll want to do it. What happens when you put the knife to the neck and it doesn't cut? What do? Sharpen the knife? What else do? Go harder, bro. I mean, you're kind of freaking out, right? You got this goat in front of you, he's kicking his stuff. You got a knife to his neck, and it's like, it ain't working. What are you going to do, right? Ibrahim alayhi salam has Ismail down. He has the knife to his neck, and he begins to cut, and it doesn't cut. So what does he do? I'm done with the test. I tried, it didn't work. What did he do? He pushes harder and harder. And harder and harder, back and forth, harder and harder, until then and then when he's submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمَ قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا. Allah says, when they both submitted. When Ibrahim alayhi salam put Ismail down and he's putting the knife to his neck, going back and forth, and it's not working, he's going harder and harder, that's when he demonstrated his full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, my heart loves Ismail, but you know what my heart loves more? You, O Allah. And your desire takes precedence in my heart. So he put the knife to Ismail's neck, and Allah says, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. We called out to Ibrahim alayhi salam that you have indeed fulfilled the vision. Then Allah says, إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُحْسِنِينَ إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينَ وَفَدَيْنَاهُ بِذِبْحٍ عَظِيمٍ. Allah says, verily thus do we reward the good doers, verily that indeed was a manifest trial, and we ransom him with a great sacrifice, meaning like a goat or a ram of some sort, right? So Ibrahim alayhi salam, what did he do? He didn't slaughter his son Ismail on that day, but you know what he did do? He slaughtered his nafs. He didn't slaughter Ismail, but he slaughtered his nafs. Fully submitted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You want to be the khalid of Allah? You want to be the best friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Then guess what? Nothing can be greater in your heart than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even your own son, not even your wife or your mother, or your father, or your husband, not even your own daughter. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is number one. When Ibrahim demonstrated that, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, he demonstrated full submission to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? And so when we slaughter, that's why I'm saying feel this. Next time for Qurbani this year, all of you guys try and go and make a sacrifice, right? Find the local butcher shop that you can do it, and go as a group, go as an MSA, set an MSA event. Well, that might be kind of bad in the news, right? MSA students go to slaughter animals with knives. Like Muslim terrorists, right here in Connecticut. Sorry, don't make it an official MSA event, all right? But go together, right? And do this. It's an experience. And then think about what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. Feel what he felt, right? He's putting the knife and you're slaughtering it. And in your mind, you're thinking, Ya Allah, this is it. I jailed my nafs. I jailed my servitude to shaitan in the majmar, at the jamarat. And now, you know what? Jailing is not good enough, bro. I'm taking it out. We're ending this right here. I'm slaughtering it. So you slaughter the nafs, right? You submit to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fully and completely. And that's what's important. The sacrifice of the animal is not important. Allah says in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 37, He says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ كَذَلِكَ سَخَّرَهَا لَكُمْ لِتُكَبِّرُوا اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ وَبَشِّرِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah says, indeed, it is neither the meat nor the blood that reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has no need for that. But what does He say? وَلَكِنْ يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. But what reaches Allah is the taqwa in your heart. Where is taqwa? It's in the heart. Taqwa is what reaches Allah. So where is your spiritual state when this is being performed, right? Where is your, are you feeling this feeling that you're submitting to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You're putting Allah's desire above your own desire when you're doing the slaughtering or not. So it's a very powerful thing that you can all feel here, that actually the Hujjaj, overwhelming, don't get to feel there. because they don't do it themselves, right? So I would recommend going to do it yourself if you can and experience it for once, especially because you've never done it before, right? Now, those of you who are going to Hajj and you have somebody doing your sacrifice for you, take a moment out of the day and reflect on this lesson. Just take a moment, step away from everybody, and think, because it's very powerful. It's very powerful. Think about what you're just doing, right? And then think about your life. Think about what Ibrahim alayhi salam did. Think of what's being done in your name that you're not doing yourself, right? Somebody's doing it for you. And think about this. What inclinations do I have that are against the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Be they political, be they, you know, emotional, be they intellectual. What inclinations do I have that are not in line with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's irada? Not in line with what Allah has sent, and then realize that that's the moment. This is the journey of change. This is the journey of your life, the journey of the heart. This is the moment where you need to commit to change and come back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hajj is a journey of ubudiyyah lillahi azza wa jal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says at the end of, you know, after describing the ayat in surah, the ayat about Hajj in Surah Al-Baqarah, on that next page, in the same page where it concludes, He says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا ادْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُّبِينٌ Allah says, O you who believe, enter perfectly, completely, fully into Islam. فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةً Enter into, meaning submit to Allah completely. Don't come, you know, and you're half ready, you're half not ready. Like, you know, I'm down with Islam, I'm down with Hajj because you get to travel and see the world, but you know what, I ain't down with zakat because I love my money, right? I'm down with fasting because I get to lose some weight, you know what I'm saying? I get to diet, you know what I'm saying? I get to go to free iftars, I get to enjoy myself, but you know what? I just can't do zakat. Or I can't do this, or I can't drop interest, or I can't, you know, drop my girlfriend, or I can't whatever. If you want to be a Muslim, come to Allah completely, man. Submit yourself to Allah, surrender yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the slaughtering of the animal, brothers and sisters, teaches this very powerful lesson. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Let's go ahead and go into the next session, which is shaving the head, right? So we did number one and number two. Number three, shaving the head. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wa salam ala rasulullah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. With slaughtering of the animal, by the way, it can be done in the 10th, 11th, 12th, or 13th of Dhul Hijjah. It doesn't have to be done on the 10th, okay? It could be done on any of those days, the Yom al-Nahr or Ayyam al-Tashriq. But to get out of Ihram, you need to have done three of the four things, okay? You need to have done three of the four things, which we're getting to the third thing right now, okay? So, you know, what's usually what happens with the groups is that the group leader will get a phone call from the slaughterhouse saying your group's slaughtering has been done. So you'll be informed when it's done. If you don't, if the group doesn't have that set up, the scholars say then you can, yani you can assume it's been done. So on the first, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, you can assume that it's been done. You know, as around midday or so, you could consider it done. Wallahu ta'ala a'lam.